It's 8:41, Thursday morning with the Musers, and Gordo, we have a special guest.
We sure do. We're always happy when this man comes in town and is able to join us in person. And I would say this guy is legendary breakthrough. It's Tom Green.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Iconic Tom Green.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah. Well, thank you for stopping by. Yeah. I know this is kind of maybe early for you. I don't know what your personal schedules
I'm kind
are.
I'm an early riser now because
I'm
a farmer now. Yeah. I get up in the morning, got to go out and feed the mule and the chickens. So, since I was last here, I moved back to Canada. I got a farm out in Ontario there, eh? And I got this beautiful mule that I ride every day through the wilderness. It's a really completely different lifestyle. It's been an amazing thing from living in Los Angeles to ride my mule through the country. And
so you lived in LA for about 20 years.
In
2021, you decide I'm heading back home.
Yeah.
And so you buy this farm up there. Why did you decide to leave LA?
You know, it was during the worldwide global pandemic.
What is that? I hadn't heard about that. Yeah.
And I got this van because all the touring got canceled, right? And so I was kind of looking for something to do, and I got a camper van. And my dog Charlie, named after Travels with Charlie, which you knew when I got here.
Yeah. I like any Steinbeck
Charlie?
Named dog.
Yeah.
And I got Algernon is the name of mine.
Nice. So we were driving around in the desert, you know, filming videos for my YouTube channel and looking for something to do. And I ended up just realizing I love being out in nature so much, and I missed Canada. My parents are there, and I wanted to live closer to them. So we moved back and got a farm just outside of my hometown and not far from my parents. And it's great. And we ended up doing a whole show about it that's coming out in Prime right now. So,
well, it makes sense that you're a farmer and you're in country music. This is your song that we're playing in the background right here, Home to the Country?
Yeah, yeah. The first one when we started was Home to the Country, and this one is a cover of a Canadian band called The Tragically Hip, huge band. Mm-hmm. And we recorded the whole album in their studio. The whole record's called Home to the Country, too, yeah, on Spotify.
That's nice.
Yeah.
So the three projects that you have going on at Prime right now.
Yeah.
You have the Tom Green documentary that you produced and directed.
Yeah.
And it's all you've got all your home footage as well.
Yeah, and that goes back to the early days of the Tom Green Show on MTV, but starting before that, to how that all started on public access. And I had, you know, thousands of hours of video that I've kept, and I just went through it all and found sort of some of the moments that people haven't seen and told the story of the show. So
it's interesting how you were kind of a force to start a lot of the guerrilla type programming and content creation that people now do, being their own boss, because you did the talk show in your own living room. Yeah. I think you inspired Rogan to do his podcast.
Yeah, he always tells me and his audience every time I'm on the show, because there's video that's kind of circulating now of when he came on my web show. It was before the word podcast existed, but it was basically a podcast, in my living room. And I remember he was looking around. This is in the video. He's looking around and he's saying, man, this is amazing. You don't need executives. You can do whatever you want. Someone's just got to figure out how to make money doing this, right? And then, of course, he figured that out.
He figured it out very greatly. So you have the documentary. Then you also have the Life on a Farm series, living on the farm.
It's called Tom Green Country. And that's sort of all about today and what I'm doing now. And it's a four-episode series. And you see me get my mule Fanny the first day she arrives. This, you know, we shot it a year and a half ago. So, it's kind of amazing, you know, because over the last year and a half, I've gone from not really knowing anything about mules and horses. And now I've, you know, saddle her up in the morning and ride her off on the trails. And it's a really completely different existence. I love it.
And then a stand-up special as well, which is not mule-related at all. What's the name of this one?
Well, actually, it's called I Got a Mule.
Oh, it is! Interesting.
But it's not all about the mule, but I do have a couple of gags about it, and I talk about the life on the farm. But the stand-up special's more of a typical stand-up special. I do talk about some of my life on the farm and some of the sort of funny stories from the Tom Green Show and the days on MTV, but it's also a lot of just stand-up. So,
and speaking of your Tom Green Show on MTV, how are your parents doing these days?
They're doing great. And like I said, they live near me now, and they still talk to me. after all the pranks.
You're not painting your dad's car anymore, are you?
No. But they, if you watch the series, I don't want to give it away, but they may kind of turn the tables on me a little bit. And they're hilarious. I mean, they're definitely the stars of the show. My mom and dad are hilarious, and they kind of, it's a different take on things. I'm not really pulling pranks on them, but it's more about, you know, when you move home, or when you go back to see your parents, you know, there's sort of always this, they still treat you like you're their kid, and you are their kid, but I'm a 53-year-old man, and we're, you know, bickering about asparagus and stuff, so it's fun, you know, they get all the big laughs on the show for sure, so it's great, but.
When you look back on your antics with them as a, what are you, 53 now, somewhere in that?
Yeah.
What's your different perspective now? Do you ever look back and cringe that you actually had the balls to do that to them?
Yeah.
And we'll speak about balls literally, here in a second, because there's some important stuff there.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, the thing is when we were making the show, we were sort of trying to think of things that would make the audience cringe. So it's sort of only natural now that I look back at it, I cringe as well. But it's like kind of, you know, motivated sort of discomfort, right? We were trying to make the person we were talking to uncomfortable. And for the most part, doing the documentary, I look back at it and I just sort of am more flabbergasted in a way that I can't believe I had, like you said, the balls to do it. That was before I had testicular cancer. So I really did have the balls to do it back then. Now I have the ball to do it, but the documentary covers that too. When I had cancer on MTV, the show went off the air when I had cancer, and went and dealt with that, and we filmed all of that and made a special about it. So that's on the documentary. So it's cool. And I'm touring the country now. I'm at the, you know, I'm at the Granada Theater
tonight.
Here tonight in Dallas, and I was just in Oklahoma City last night, and then this weekend I'm at the Comedy Mothership, Joe's Club, and Rogan's Club in Austin, and off to Houston. So we're doing a nice Texas tour, and then. And I'm traveling with my dog and my fiance. I just got engaged.
Well,
just before Christmas. Thank you. And we're traveling around in this van that I got, before I moved home, which is sort of this camper van, which is really cool. It's made by these guys called Boho Vans, or these guys in Phoenix, and they were on that show Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of make these cool vans where you can go up into the, so we're going to go out into the desert and travel around and do some.
And you actually sleep in it.
You sleep in it. It's got a full solar system in it. So, I like to do filming and photography. So we're going to go out and make a lot of stuff for the social media that you can watch. And my fiance is thinking, what the hell have I gotten myself into? You know, I'm living in a van down by the river.
But, so what's the wheelbase on this van? Is it like a?
It's a Ram ProMaster.
Okay,
but it's been a 2500 Ram ProMaster, but it's been converted, so it has like a. They're called battle-borne batteries, but they're these lithium batteries mm-hmm. that are really awesome, and solar panels on the roof. And he's got a fridge in it and a bed in it and all that stuff. And so we can go out into the desert, and I bring my cameras with me and video editing equipment and everything. We just sit out there and film stuff and explore. And you can stay out there indefinitely. You know, you have power and you have cold beer and everything. So it's pretty cool.
Do you have a generator too, or do you just run off the batteries only?
Just run off the batteries. So, like, yeah, I don't really use the... I mean, the way it works is you basically just use the batteries for electric, and then, I'm actually installing tomorrow a gas, heater that will run, at night, so you can keep the, it uses a gallon of gas every 24 hours to heat the inside of the van, so you don't have to leave the motor running all night while you're sleeping, obviously, and run out of gas in the middle of the desert, but it's pretty cool. And then for cooking, you know, if you're cooking, there's different ways of, it's like you're camping basically, but you have electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
did you ever get assaulted from any of your bits, like Undercutter's Pizza, where something was thrown at you or punches were delivered?
That's one of our favorite bits, Undercutter's Pizza.
He's always talking about Undercutter's Pizza.
Undercutter's. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I tried to sell a guy a pizza for cheaper.
Right.
And then he chased me with a hammer. Never actually hit me, but.
You had your tackle box all there ready to throw out the pepperoni and everything.
Yeah, I was just trying to be nice. You know, I followed the pizza guy. I had my own pizza, and I had a tackle box with all the toppings, and I tried to make a new pizza and sell it to the guy for cheaper. This was in Long Island. That was the first video that we shot in the United States. And the guy chased me with a hammer, and I thought, wow, Americans are different than Canadians. It's dangerous down here.
What is the old gag of yours that people mention the most to you?
There's a lot of favorite. That's definitely one of them. I mean, people bring up when I painted my parents' car with the pornographic images.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even – this is how much the world has changed. I'm not even sure if I can say the name of the – or should say the name even. I know you can of what that video was. But I just say the pornographic image – the pornography of my parents' car. But it was called the something-mobile. you know, everyone was fine. I was set it on Oprah. You know, I mean, Oprah said it. You know, but it's funny. The documentary shows that. And when my parents got brought on Oprah, you know, and that was when my parents realized, oh, okay, maybe these pranks are okay. But yeah, that one,
Why aren't you driving the car, Dad?
Yeah.
Why aren't you taking the car, Dad?
Yeah. When I painted their house as well, plaid. And it was, you know, it was like, I mean, it's kind of weird to, that's sort of what the documentary is about. It's weird to think about it now, like that it wasn't that long ago. I mean, it's 20, 25 years ago now, but it wasn't. Doesn't seem like that long ago, but I guess it is a long time ago.
It's a long time as far as culture and technology.
Yeah, there was
because
no real reality TV in a sense. Like you know, now we've seen so many shows. Of course, Jackass, but also even just shows like you know, the Osbournes came after that, and then the Kardashians were families and parents and the Real Housewives and everybody arguing with each other. But my show wasn't a reality show, but it was. Sort of me going and doing these pranks on my real parents in the middle of the night, which now you see on TikTok and YouTube and all this. But at the time when the show came out, people would come up to me and they didn't really understand that they were not actors at first. You know, it was, are those your real parents? Mm-hmm. And it was always so strange to me that, but it was just so new. People weren't used to seeing something like that. You know, my parents would kill me if I did that to them, and it was just really kind of an out of nowhere kind of thing for people to see that. So it was pretty cool. And the documentary really kind of paints that picture and shows a lot of those early clips. So,
and if I remember correctly, the gag when you painted your father's car, you put a different hood on there that was already painted and everything. And what happened to that hood? That piece of pop culture memorabilia, is it still in existence? Do you know where it is?
I still have it. Yeah, it's in my. My storage container on the farm, and it still exists. And
you didn't hang it in your living room or anything.
You know,
like that?
It will be. I'm going to find a place, maybe in the barn.
There you go.
Because it did hang on the wall of my garage in Los Angeles for the last.
I think the mule would love it.
Yeah, the mule would love to see the P-mobile.
Absolutely, yeah. Something for her to look at for sure.
Tom, we thank you for coming up here. It's always great to talk to you, and you're at the Granada tonight.
Yeah.
Big show, and you're bringing your guitar. What kind of guitar are you playing tonight?
I got a Gibson J45.
Yeah. Okay, hey, George. That's George's favorite.
All right, all right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so it's going to be nice. And last time I was in Austin, I went to Austin Vintage Guitars. I got myself a nice 1976 Centennial Martin, which was nice, and I'm probably gonna have to buy another guitar when I go to Austin. So,
do you have a lot of instruments? Or are you kind of a collector?
I don't have a lot of guitars, but I'm starting to kind of get the bug a little bit, which is scary because I can see how that I see
Gordo can relate
guitars. I see how that goes.
Gordo could probably sell you a guitar.
Yeah, I got to get rid of all mine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm trying to pare mine down. What was the name of your rap group? Was it Organized Rhyme?
Organized Rhyme.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. When I was a teenager, we were nominated for a Juno Award when I was a teenager, which is like a Canadian Grammy. So
okay.
We didn't win, but it was sort of my first sort of. I always made music. I made the beats for the band and rapped in the band. And so, but I sort of, as I've gotten older, I started to sort of play my guitar more and piano and, started, you know, every time I'd write a rap song in my home studio, I'd be like, wait a minute, I'm 50. It was weird enough when I was 19, you know, rapping, you know, like.
Well, didn't hip hop start with, white young Canadians?
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's the origin.
Exactly. So, but we loved it. You know, we were big fans of Public Enemy and Run DMC and the Beastie Boys. And it was, I always say like the rap music was like sort of a glimpse into another world. You know, we didn't have the internet right in the 80s. So it was kind of like our way that and skateboarding magazines was our way of sort of seeing what was going on in other parts of the world without, you know, like you had your mainstream movies and TV, but we would sort of find that was where we found, you know, the truth, right? Mm-hmm. In rap music, so, and skateboarding.
Well, good. Appreciate you coming up here, Tom, tonight at the Granada. If you want to go see Tom, visit the Granada site. Are there any tickets left, Scott?
Yes.
Okay, we still got some tickets left.
GranadaTheater.com. Buy them there.
GranadaTheater.com. You can buy tickets
to see
Tom Green.
Get them now. The whole show, the tour's pretty much sold out. All five shows of the Mothership are sold out this weekend. And so, but the, yeah, so come on now. Get them before you show up. But it's been great. Crowds have been great. I was in Oklahoma City last night, and it was an awesome show. And it's been
nobody threw anything at you? Anything
no hammers,
well,
nothing.
Surprisingly.
Right. No, it's been great. To Tom Green, yes.
Yeah.
No, all right, have a great show tonight.
Thank you.